Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now,
Patriots moving right to left. Under center is Mac Jones. He brings Kendrick in motion. Fakes the handoff and throwing. Complete. Now it's picked off.
Be curious, not judgmental.
In the top of the eighth. And the pitch. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. Mid is far. It is gone. Another Stantonian home run.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
The meeting.
Yeah.
LT may be.
Yeah. Can I jump in here?
LT may be the only player that Bill Belichick has coached that is on the level of Tom Brady.
Can I jump in here? Because you know, I don't know. Here, a lot of people say I know nothing.
How many
about
times have you said that, by the way, at the Quality Inn on Route 1 in Revere?
Oh, no.
I don't necessarily have to tell
you. Oh, no.
I'm fine with watching.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
There wasn't none of this last year.
None of what?
We can't judge them because their O-line wasn't good or the receivers weren't good.
We absolutely talked about N'Keal Harry.
Wow.
And
this place is absolutely asinine.
Am I suffering from amnesia?
Yes, you are.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
I hope that BC alumni is rocking with fans and they are screaming at Drinkwitz. Yes. I am done with that guy.
It'll be a good game, an SEC game for BC.
Yeah, one thing you don't want to do is enrage the BC fans because they will be throwing things all over inside their Range Rovers.
Yes.
It could be a real disaster.
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
Our own Statler and Waldorf.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
No. Did you see the pocket collapse?
I am looking
at the check down.
Greg's pocket collapses when the bill comes.
I'm looking at
now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes.
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Just cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
I actually kind of like moving the ball ever so slightly.
What an absolute dumpster fire of a weekend when it comes to sports in this once legendary city.
The casket series can work out for us.
It's more like the mortuary series. You can't take one from the New York Yankees, Ken, and you want everybody to be in on this team?
Well, can Joe West call a strikeout when it's a strikeout? I mean, my God.
Okay. Yeah.
That should be reviewable, first of all.
Blame it on the umps. Okay. It should be reviewed. Should be reviewable.
Well, that's a strike three, and then Judge's RBI double is off the table when the Sox win last night.
Okay. Can we hire Lou to give the pregame speeches to the opponents now going forward?
It's not Lou's fault. It's their fault. They had the thing sitting there in their hands. You've said it. If you said it once, you've said it 4,000 times, Wiggy.
Yep.
You got to win the series. You don't have to win every single game. You don't have to win out.
Right.
You got to win the series.
You don't have to sweep, but you got to come away 2-3.
Yes. Yes. And then I mean, yesterday I lost an awful lot of belief when it came to our beloved New England Patriots.
I don't think I will be attending any more games.
Wow. Is that on you?
That might be on me. I will not be going back.
I don't think you had anything to do with that.
It might be the Santo jinx. Was Santo with you at the game?
Of course.
He was? Yeah. Probably the Santo jinx. Mm. Bill is going to be delightful when he joins us in a half an hour.
Yeah, countdown is on.
Absolutely delightful.
He just sent me a text. He said, love the outfit.
Yeah, and that, I understand you're anticipating Sunday's game, but the Tom Brady goat pajamas did. I know I said you should wear them all week. I'm taking that back right now. I don't want to see those again until Friday.
I'm never taking these off. This is so comfortable. And I can take a nap during Bill's pauses.
Are you wearing underwear under there?
No, there's free ball in it.
Oh, Jesus.
Mary, people are getting up.
Sure, a studio.
All right. And the Rams didn't help us last night.
The Rams didn't help.
Nope.
Mm.
No, they did not help us.
So you're going to have a fired up, enraged Tom Brady who arrives at Gillette Stadium on Sunday night.
You see him sitting on the bench after the game.
All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday. We will get to today's leads in about 15 minutes, and then Bill Belichick will join us at 6:30 on this morning show.
Sure, that will be lengthy.
With a whole lot of one-word answers, I'm guessing. And I'm assuming that the Tom Brady topic is going to come up, Curtis. Do you have some sort of a question for Bill about Tom Brady?
Ready to go.
Okay.
Not a yes or no.
Great question.
Okay. Not a talk about a direct, succinct, easy question.
Also important to note that it wasn't terrible for every New England team this weekend. So I'm
that's
just
right.
Throw
Reds,
it out
the
there.
Reds won. Nice job, Reds.
And the Bruins.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Bruins didn't win.
But also your Boston College Eagles.
Of course. All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. In addition to the leads and Bill Belichick, we will talk with Boomer Esiason just after 8 on this morning show. And we will get to the dumbest of the day at around 7:30. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this radio show or this radio station on the radio for whatever reason, you can stream it at weei.com, or you can listen on the Odyssey app, which it should take you no more than a couple of minutes to download. And then you can enjoy not only this program, but the same commercial over and over and over again on the Odyssey app. Ken, I know that was on your to-do list around here from a management perspective. Are you still working on
that? I think
that?
That's fixed. I think that's correct.
It's not fixed. I experienced it myself.
Oh, I think this morning, right? This morning.
You took care of it first thing this morning when you got in?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you for getting on top of that. Speaking of Ken, here he is with what is trending this morning.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River, technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Belichick 6:30, Boomer Esiason at 8. Gresham Keith have Dont'a Hightower, Lawrence Guy. No James White because he is going to be out for a while. That's the other troubling part about yesterday's Patriots loss.
Troubling, that's a disaster.
That is a disaster, indeed.
Do you want to get it out of the way when it comes to Wiggy early? You want to get it done early? You want to have him say it early? Been saying it since I saw him first thing this morning. Do you want to have him say it right now? Get it out of the way.
You
want to have him get it out of the way? Go ahead.
What? Get what out of the way?
Go ahead. Say it.
Get what?
Go ahead.
I ain't saying nothing.
Go ahead. Say it.
No, I ain't gonna say nothing.
You're not gonna say it?
Nope.
Okay.
I ain't gonna give people the satisfaction.
You're not gonna give us the satisfaction.
Good for you.
Saying
it. Right, Courtney?
Good for you.
I shouldn't give people the satisfaction. You're not
gonna, okay.
No. You don't know football, so.
Yeah, I don't know football.
Are you promising that statement about the quarterback position is not going to come out of your mouth at all?
No, I promise.
Even though it was the first thing that you said when I saw you this morning.
I promise it won't.
Okay.
You know,
I'm
on the Mac train.
Okay. All right.
Not Mac's fault. He was not the largest goat yesterday. You're in the wrong direction. Mac with 3 picks, but obviously one on not his fault. Jonnu Smith and a big factor there. 30 of 51, 270 yards, a touchdown, sacked twice, 11 hits. Mac discussing after the game what he needs to do to improve and how the support he's getting from his teammates.
Yeah, I think interceptions are part of the game, and
you obviously don't want to throw them, and sometimes they're bang-bang plays, and sometimes they're things you can control, and I just have to learn from those errors, and everyone did have my back. It seemed they were very supportive, and for me, I've worked a lot on just playing the next play, and I felt like I wasn't lingering or thinking about the last play at all.
I mean, well, at the end of the game, I'm not sure that's true.
Listen, I was happy that he got himself up off of the bench. I thought he was going to still be sitting there this morning. Looked like he needed a battery recharge, Curtis, at the end of that game, the poor guy.
Yeah, but after the game, it's okay, I think. During the game, he picked himself up, kept going. After the game, if you had to sit there and think about it a little bit, I'm okay with that.
He's going to cry in the car.
Yeah, let him sit there and think about it.
People were consoling him like his puppy had been run over or something. I mean, I hope he's able to recover mentally.
You're only 1-2, so I mean, is it that extreme?
1-2.
Right.
Bill has started a season 1-2 only 3 times since he has been here. Is that correct, Ken Laren?
That's correct. 2001, 2012, and 2018.
Okay. All right.
No problems. And the
best coronation news, may have been somewhat premature for Mr. Mac Jones.
Best part of the weekend was Brady losing 34-24 to the Rams in L.A. That was a beatdown. Gronk, tough though, came back after a rib hit. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be gone for a long time.
Is there anything more pathetic than Ken texting the group chat like one-line things? Like, is he so deeply in your head, Ken? You're a grown man with a daughter.
I'd rather
pathetic.
Enjoy it. I'd rather enjoy Ken.
Boom! Brady killed Gronk. LOL.
Oh, that was a terrible pass. Suicide pass.
You realize, that Ken, the whole point is that Brady still looks amazing throwing the ball, and that's
yesterday.
The only... Yesterday, he had 103 passer rating.
He's getting his receivers killed everywhere.
He looks amazing throwing the ball, which is the only thing that matters. Belichick was wrong.
Ask Gronk how that pass was.
He came back in the game, you idiot.
Those ribs hurt.
Yeah. Lucky.
That loss is not on Tom Brady.
Of
that's
course
on the,
not.
That's on the defense, Curtis. Yeah. You're all right.
And that loss partly hurts Brady. Us, I think.
You think that
week.
Loss hurts us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what part
yeah.
was it Brady, Ken? What did he do wrong?
Poor placement of his passes. Got his receivers killed, and they were hesitant all day.
The reason they lost that game is because they dropped an interception, they had a chance for a fumble, and they had a couple bad drops from the receivers.
Prime time coming up on Sunday night. Last night, the Packers edge out the Niners 30-28 field goal with just seconds left there from Mason Crosby. Red Sox go down, and they get swept. But the good news is, Greg, 87.5% chance to still make the playoffs per ESPN. Magic number is 6.
Okay.
You control your own fate. Baltimore and the Nationals to finish out. So hang in there.
And the Yankees got Toronto, right?
Yankees got Toronto. Big series that starts tomorrow.
Hanging on the Red Sox, but Brady looks bad. Okay.
That's correct. And that's what's trending. Belichick coming up at 6:30. The lead's on the way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Mm-hmm.
get a gimme on Mondays, I would really appreciate it. That sounds like Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it is Pink Floyd. Nice job.
That reminds me of Danielle, because Danielle absolutely hated Pink Floyd.
Oh, God. She hated everything that was good.
Is that I need a dirty woman?
Right. And a demo version of that song. It's kind of cheating.
Okay.
But that's Young Lust by Pink Floyd.
All right. Not bad, Ken. Is that your choice?
That is.
Okay. Any reason?
Felt like a Pink Floyd weekend. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Dark Side of the Moon would have been more appropriate around here, which is where we sit this morning. I mean, I can't think of a weekend in which which held more promise sports-wise and was more of a disappointment.
No, it's been a while. It's been a while.
I don't care. Sox, who are you more? Good poll question. Who are you more disappointed in this morning? Red Sox or Patriots?
Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots?
Yeah, because we know
BC fans were storming the field after beating a nobody.
Enough. I'm not going to take the slander this morning. I'm just not going to do it.
Another douche text from Ken this
weekend. They're enjoying their moment. Next week they got Clemson, so we'll see if they storm. They can't storm the field. Yeah. But the Patriots, because this was a must win game, hands down, because I think we all kind of feel what's going to happen this weekend against the Bucks, right? Unless for some mysterious reason they could pull it off. But we all felt like, all right, if you're 2-2 after the Bucks, hey, no big deal. You're good to go. But you lost to a team that a lot of people tell me wasn't very good.
And it looked pretty good yesterday.
And Jameis Winston eating W's.
He had all the time in the world during that game yesterday.
Eating dubs.
Yeah.
And that was a must-win game. I said it. Ninkovich said it on ESPN. I think a lot of people looked at this game. You could not lose this game to go to 1-2.
All right. Well, the leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. There is a lot to love about driving a brand-new 2021 Subaru. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It is going on right now, and you can learn more when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Tom Brady apparently didn't like getting called out in meetings by Belichick late in his career here. Dante Scarnecchia had a message for him on the Ken and Curtis show this weekend.
The thing about it is that if you're all sitting in that same meeting, holy mackerel, he's saying this about this player, and it's Tom Brady over there, and that means what's he going to say about me? And I just think that to me is, just shows, hey, look, if there's no sacred cows in here, fellas, and if your skin's a little thin, you better thicken it up, because this is a tough place. And
thicken it up, Brady. Not tough enough at the end to stick it out in New England. Dante Scarnecchia said so.
He ain't lying. That's how it was. You're like, man, if he could say that about Brady, whoo, man, where'd I mess up? Because I know it's coming.
Looking out well, Ken. Looking good.
I mean, he's going to be fired up after that loss yesterday. I don't know that that's going to make any difference. I mean, I think he was going to come in here fired up anyway, based on what his spokespeople were expressing for him last week. So he's going to come fired up Sunday night. And you look at that defense. We could talk about it more later, but do you expect that defense that you saw yesterday to be able to do anything when it comes to containing the Bucs offense on Sunday night?
Yeah, I don't know. I highly doubt it, man. They got talent. And Antonio Brown didn't play yesterday. So
what was the deal? They were like sitting the Hightower at the end for Scrabini. What's going on over there?
I have no clue. And I thought that was a strong point in their team was their defense.
Yes, you did. All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
By the way, if you'd like to see a grown man in a Tom Brady goat onesie, footy pajamas, whatever they are, then go to my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI. I have shared a photo of Chris Curtis in the Tom Brady pajamas, which he is wearing with pride this morning.
Let me get this straight. I'm doing this for 5 days to raise $500 for the Greg Hill Foundation, and you're saying I'm being a douche wearing...
No, I'm glad you did it. Thank you. You're a good sport.
So speaking of good sports, yesterday we saw Robert Kraft honor the great Julian Edelman at halftime. Edelman went on and on about you, Greg. It was really amazing. I had to give him the hook. But if you're Robert Kraft this morning, how do you feel? You've spent almost $200 million in one offseason on fully guaranteed contracts for a pile of cow dung. I mean, that the free agent, Hunter Henry sprinting off the line before the snap may have been the total epitome of the start to this football season. Jonnu Smith looked like he was playing for the Saints.
Horrible.
What is going on?
Horrible.
I mean, you can't tell me that there isn't some buyer's remorse from Robert Kraft this morning, both in the free agents that he okayed Bill to sign and Bill's decision to allow Brady to leave. Because you are watching that game this Sunday. You got Tom coming to town off a loss. But through the first 19 regular season games, Tom Brady has thrown 50 touchdown passes for the Bucs. The Patriots in that span have 14 touchdown passes. Mm. 50 touchdowns to 14 in 19 games. You have thrown 14 touchdown passes in 19 games. The NFL is basically begging you to just lob a ball into the end zone because they're doing whatever they can to make it easier for receivers to score. And you've had less than one touchdown pass a game in 19 games since Brady left.
And you bring up buyer's remorse. Kraft flew in Meek Mill and Lil Baby for the game to go watch the Patriots play like they did. Rolled them out on a red carpet in front of everybody. Come watch this great team, this great game, and then got to see an absolute L.
And Meek Mill after the game said that was the toughest thing he's ever had to endure in his life.
All right, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney?
Good morning. I wasn't going to do it, guys. I wasn't going to do it. I was going to pick a different lead, but if Ken wants to do what's trending and not bring it up, someone has to. Your Boston College Eagles were a bright spot for New England teams this week. I don't know why you're shaking your head. 4-0, Patrick Garwo and Brandon Sebastian, honestly, standing ovation, unbelievable.
Who?
Since
who are they?
Patrick Garwo had that 66-yard run for his touchdown, and Sebastian got the pick to end it in overtime. They're 29th in AP Top 25. They are ranked fourth nationally in third down offense. Nice. So, you know what? This is going to keep rolling.
Have they broken the top 25 yet?
No, 29th. 29th. Okay. Yep, next week, Clemson.
All right.
You guys are, you know what, you guys?
Ken wants you to stop talking.
I just don't understand.
He wants to go to a break right now.
Courtney, that was a sensational win. Don't let them get
you. Thank you. Right.
Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
Yeah, I'm a little disgusted with this offense, if you haven't been able to tell over the first couple of weeks. And my expectations, I thought this team was a 10-win football team. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think so. We talk about games, and you're looking at their schedule. Yesterday, we all thought was a winnable game, a game that they should win.
Right.
Can we now pencil in a win against, well, forget about the Bucs, but then the following week you go down to the Texans? I can't pencil that in as a win.
They should be able to win that game.
Well, you should have been able to win. You should have been able to win yesterday against Jameis Winston.
Yeah. Well, if they don't make the mistakes that they made, which led to turnovers.
Right, but I who's to say that's going to change?
Well, it should on a Bill Belichick coach team. It should.
Well, that's what you would expect, but you're seeing some of the same mistakes through the first three games of the season.
Okay. All right. Wiggy, are you disgusted? What's the
Are you
disgusted with the whole team? Or
You know what? I still found a little silver lining in the defense because they really only gave up one touchdown throughout the whole game until the very end, where I was a little disappointed they couldn't get off the field that four-minute drive and they gave up that Taysom Hill touchdown.
Yeah.
But prior to that, they had only given up one touchdown. The guy missed two field goals, and you were still in the game, but your offense, man, this offense is, in the words like how they say, like, hey, she's a basic bitch.
Yeah.
This offense is a basic offense.
It's a basic offense. All right. I got to give out a Wokey for my lead this morning.
The Greg Hill Show presents The Wokeys.
All right. Well, it turns out that when it comes to words which are about to be canceled, you can no longer use the term virgin in this country.
Whoa.
There are a group of feminists who are demanding that that word be canceled and that it be replaced by the term sexual debut. So, Curtis, we know you haven't made yours yet, but when it comes to the term virginity, apparently it is often built up to frame female sexuality as a treasure that can be taken or lost.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, from this point going forward, you are asked to please use the term sexual debut when referring to one who may be experiencing that for the first time.
So it's like you haven't had your sexual debut yet.
That's okay. Stupid. Yes. That makes it seem like more of a big event than the virginity.
Well, I actually like sexual debut.
What?
Because it does make it seem like a big event.
Yeah, but aren't they trying to take that away?
Well, they're trying to take the word, but now it's like, instead of asking a person, hey, you a virgin? It's just like, have you had your sexual debut yet? They're like, no. You'd be like, well, when you do, it's going to be amazing.
All right. Those are the leads. Coming up next, Bill Belichick. I'm sure he is delighted as we are to be doing this morning. So we'll talk to Bill next on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I've been knocked down so many times. Bill Belichick is brought to you this morning by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. You can visit them at northeastmenshealth.com. Bill is also brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Bill, do I even need to ask how you are this morning?
We had some work to do here, so we're working. We're up.
Quick note before we get to football, just on yesterday, and it was great to see Julian Edelman honored at halftime yesterday. Any chance that that he's available to rejoin this team?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he made the retirement announcement, but he certainly was a great player for us, and a guy who really excelled in doing things that he'd never done before, played positions that he didn't play in college and really, worked hard to become a good football player and a very good, smart technique football player at a position that he wasn't familiar with and, gained a lot of strength and some speed and trained very hard. he's really a heck of a story.
It's probably hard to do because you've seen so many, but where do you, during your time here, where do you rank that Super Bowl catch by Edelman?
Yeah, that's got to be it, right near the top. That was a tremendous play.
Bill, when it comes to Mac Jones, obviously he had his ups and downs yesterday, but mentally seemed to stay strong, seemed to bounce back nicely after that pick six in the second half. Where do you see him as a rookie quarterback in his mental game?
Good. Yeah, I mean, for a young guy, he handles a lot. And he works hard at it. It's well prepared. And it's not too much on the field that's happened so far that he didn't see, you know, the things that he should have seen. So, you know, obviously, just overall, we have to execute better on offensively, in all phases of the game, and, you know, stay out of third and long, do a better job in a red area, you know, so forth. So,
Bill, when you look at this team, I remember back in 2001, we started 1-2. We beat the Colts after we started off 0-2. I know there's a lot of new players here. How do you get these guys that might come from different places to understand that there's still a lot of football left to be played? And even though you might be struggling a little bit right now, there's still a lot of football and a lot of season left.
Yeah, well, I think we all know that. You know, we just take it day by day, and we can't worry about the rest of the season. We just, you know, need to have a good day today and correct some of the mistakes from yesterday, correct all of them if we can, and then, you know, start getting ready for Tampa. So I think everybody's, you know, recognized the situation, and, you know, we're all determined to improve and do better. Nobody's satisfied or happy with where we're at. So,
but when it comes to a loss, you're almost always a guy who looks at coaching and takes responsibility there. When you look at some of those uncharacteristic mistakes that were made yesterday, is that something that you guys, from a coaching perspective, need to go back and address?
Yeah, well, certainly there's things that we can all do better. And, you know, players, coaches, and all of us that participated in the game, there are things we can do a better job of. So we'll definitely try to do that.
Jonathan Jones, after the game, said that it was a reality check and that the team needs to figure out what kind of team they are. As the head coach, what type of team do you think you have on your hands?
Yeah, well, we worked hard all year. Like I said, we'll go back to work here, and we need to improve. We need to do things better than we did them. So that'll be the emphasis this week, like it always is. And, you know, hopefully we'll see better results.
Bill, one of the areas that a lot of teams focus on, you guys focus on, is the red zone. You guys have been 2-8 through the first three games of the season. What do you think has been the biggest issue for some of your red zone troubles in these first 3 weeks?
We just need to execute better, both sides of the ball, red area defense and our red area offense. We just, as you know, there's offensively not a lot of space down there, and defensively things happen quickly, and we've got to play faster on defense, and, you know, everything's got to be perfect on offense. We just need a higher level of execution all the way around.
Speaking of that, when it comes to the offense, there was that play yesterday where Aguilar was pretty wide open downfield, and it looked like either he ran the wrong route or Mac didn't know which way he was going. Have you had a chance to look at that and see what happened there?
Yeah, we just you're exactly right. We, you know, the receiver and the quarterback just saw it a little bit differently, and you know, those are the kind of plays that you know, you're working off the leverage, and you just obviously need to see it the same way, and, you know, missed a good opportunity there.
Bill, Jonnu Smith had a tough game yesterday. I remember the snow game where I dropped the ball, and I remember Charlie Weiss coming to me on the sideline. I dropped the screen and coming to me on the sideline and saying, hey, we're going to need you. We're going to stick with you. After a game like that, how important is it as a coaching staff to make sure to let a guy know that, hey, listen, we still have confidence in you to make plays, and there's a reason why we brought you here to make sure that guy kind of doesn't go in the tank on himself mentally?
Yeah, well, that's I think we did that, and you know, Josh and I talked about that. We came back to John U and gave him some of the chances, and threw him the screen pass out there, and another play out in the flat down the right area. So yeah, I mean, look, he's a good player, and we've all had our mistakes, and we've all bounced back from them and have to bounce back from them. So I mean, this is situations that we've all been through, and it never goes perfectly for any of us, and so we all have to at some point deal with some adversity, whether it's individually or as a team, whatever it is, and compete and get back to the level we want to be at. So it's no shortcut to it. Just have to grind through it.
When you look at Sunday night, Bill, and you have a player like Tom Brady returning who spent so much time here, what is that like for you when it comes to preparing for him football wise, but also when you look back on how much time you two spent together here on this team?
Right. Well, yeah, it's two totally different questions. I mean, yeah, Tom and I had I feel like a good relationship and a lot of production, obviously, while we were together, and I enjoyed coaching Tom, and he was a great player for us. Sunday night we line up across from Tampa, and not just him, but the entire team. They're obviously a very good team, so that's all about our team competing against Tampa's team. That's like it is every week. But there's guys on New Orleans and, Chris Hogan, and, there's guys every week that we've been on our team, or guys that are on our team that have been on their team. And certainly Tom's a special player. I'm not trying to put him in the same category as, a guy who was here for, a year or something like that. But at the same time, it's you compete against the team you're playing against, and that's what you do.
Bill, when it comes to preparing for Sunday night, what type of advantage or disadvantage do you have when it comes to facing off with a guy that you've spent, like you said, so much time coaching?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's the same every week. There's players on every team that we've coached, we know, have been with the other team, that has insight into their team, that they've been on our team, that they know our team. So it is what it is. It's that happens every week.
Bill, over the course of you and Tom's time together, you said dozens of times that there was no quarterback you would rather have. When did that change?
No, it never changed.
So you wanted Tom to re-sign here after the 2019 season?
Yeah, well, I think we've been through all the dynamics of that. There were a lot of things there that, he looked at his options and made his decision. We weren't as good an option as Tampa. So, I mean, you'd have to ask him about all that, but that's really wasn't a question of not wanting, that's for sure.
Bill, when you look at your quarterback situation right now with Mac Jones, one thing I noticed, it seems like he takes these losses very tough, which, a lot of players do after yesterday's game. What's kind of the message that you give to him about, trying not to dwell on, say, some of the things that you didn't do as well, just learn from them and move forward with him being a young player?
Well, I think, Wiggy knows as well as I do that's it's part of football. So, how each of us deals with adversity, a little bit differently in our own way, and then we have to deal with it collectively as a team. So, yesterday was disappointing, just like the Miami game was disappointing. So, we'll all have to find a way to learn from it, put it behind us, and start getting ready for the next one. And that'll happen by the end of the day today.
Any kind of an update on James White?
No, I think he's having some tests this morning, so I don't have anything yet.
no update, but watching the players, listening to them after the game, everybody pretty distraught about it. How big of a loss is that to this team?
Well, we'll see. You know, see exactly what we have there. But yeah, you know, James is an outstanding player, and if he's not available, we'll certainly miss him.
Well, how much of an opportunity now for a kid like J.J. Taylor, who's, when he's gotten his opportunities, looks like he showed that he can go out there and contribute? No, not knowing the length of how long James might be out for, but knowing that if you're J.J. Taylor, hey, there's an opportunity for you to take advantage and potentially go out there and make some plays.
Yeah, there's a loss on a downside anytime you lose a player, but the opportunity for the next player is real, and so those players are able to take advantage of that opportunity and show what they can do. Then that's not only good for them, good for the team. That's what you hope will happen. So we have feel like we have good depth in the backfield, and you would hate to lose a player like James, but if that's what it ends up being, then the other players will they'll need to be ready to go, and I think they will be ready to go.
When it comes to some, like Wiggy is somebody who said for the last few weeks that he feels like this Mac Jones offense hasn't been opened up as much as it could be. Is that something where you look at a rookie and you want to bring that rookie along slowly? Are you comfortable with what you have done so far on the offensive side of the ball with Mac and the decisions that he's making?
Yeah, I think we've given him a lot, and he's been able to handle a lot. He's made a lot of good decisions.
Bill, when you look at the special teams yesterday, block punt, that's something that we don't really see from a Bill Belichick coach team. Where was the breakdown in the protection? Was it just one of those miscommunications, or was it a guy getting beat physically and, New Orleans makes a great play on it?
No, it was an X-stun on the backside, something we've blocked forever. And, we've worked on that all year along with, a lot of the other that's one of the most common rushes on the edge, and the inside usually is some type of rush that involves the center, picking the center, or going back on the center, or, however they do it. There's a lot of different ways. So, there's inside rushes over the center, and then there's, an X done outside. And those are the two main points of punt rushes. And, we just didn't execute it very well, obviously. Shouldn't have been a problem.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for taking the time this morning. You're a historian of this game. In your memory, has there been a more anticipated regular season game than this one this Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about ranking all those. It was right now our job's to make the corrections from the Saints game yesterday, learn from it, and improve and get ready for Tampa. So that's what we'll work on.
All right, Bill. Thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Ray, Courtney. You bet.
Right.
Wiggy.
Take care. Later.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. There he is, Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday. Quick reminder, Boomer Esiason will join us after 8, and we'll be back to, dig into what Bill said on this show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.